Friday morning on the U105. Today we've been talking about local bands. Local bands past and PMA have gone to see perform. And this has all been inspired because a couple of months ago, a lot of bands kind of got together and reformed to do a tribute gig almost to the Rosetta, a famous rock venue back in the day. Still going strong. And one of the bands who reformed were called No Hot Ashes. And Eamon Nancaro from No Hot Ashes joins us this morning in the studio. Good morning.
Morning, folks. How are you?
What a walk down memory lane this has been this morning.
It's been absolutely brilliant. I was listening myself and some brilliant bands from here.
Some bands I'd totally forgotten about, yeah. You know, and a lot of people talking about the cover bands. Mm-hmm. And then Eamon walks into the studio and he says, oh, Van Morrison. My dad used to play with Van Morrison.
As you do.
Really?
And it wasn't football.
Your dad used to play with Van?
He did. He played guitar when they were in a show band together, I think. They were called The Great Eight. Van was more saxophone, bit of lead vocal and stuff, but my dad was a guitar player.
The Great Eight, eh? So it was probably obvious you were going to go into music in some way then.
Well, absolutely. I mean, my dad's a big influence on me, you know. He tried to push me in a different direction, but no, it was in the blood.
It was in the blood. Well, people probably don't know, the first interview I ever did in the radio, right, was about 1985 with Candy Devine. The second interview I did in the radio, which, unless it was hospital radio, was with No Hot Ashes.
That's right, I remember it well.
Do you remember? I'd forgotten all about it. And then I said, what was that song? It was called Diane. Because I remember playing it on the hospital radio at the time. And then I got you and I think probably Davey in for a chat about it.
You did.
And we haven't chatted like this ever since.
We haven't. No,
it's been a long time.
Not without a pint between us anyway.
29 years. So why did No Hot Ashes reform? And you should really know better at your age.
I know. Yeah. I mean, with the old sciatica and everything. But basically what happened was a couple of friends who used to frequent the Rosetta passed away rather too early. And a fella called Rob Barry decided that we should maybe do a tribute to them.
Absolutely.
And to the Rosetta. The Rosetta is no longer putting bands on, so we booked the Beach Lawns, and we asked a lot of the bands at the time who, you know, around the 80s, early 90s, if they would like to, you know, reform and play a gig. And loads of people were just falling over themselves to get involved, including ourselves. Now, I was quite surprised because our drummer, Steve Strange, lives in Los Angeles. We thought, there's no way Steve will say yes. But he did. And funny enough, he won rehearsal. He flew in from Los Angeles, did the rehearsal, and flew back that night.
That's
what I call rock and roll.
Well, that's probably more rock and roll than anything in the last 30 years. So you put on the gig. It went really well. I popped down, actually,
you
for a while.
You were there, yes. Yeah.
And hats off to everybody. And they raised a great total for the charity as well, you know. So
brilliant.
So well done. So the bad news is you've decided to keep going.
Well, look, that's a bad news for the general public, I think. But what happened basically was the first few rehearsals, everything just went absolutely brilliantly. The new old songs just slotted into place. And then the gig went so well, we went down so well, and we decided, well, we'll try and write a few songs. And the songs have come along brilliantly. So Steve, as I said, a drummer, lives in Los Angeles, is very, very high up in the music industry. We ran it past him, should we record an album? And he said yes. So once we decided that we were going to record, we thought, well, we better do some gigs. So we pulled a few strings and got Support the Foreigner here.
That's going to be in the waterfront. When is it?
It's the 1st of April.
He says casually.
So
is this an actual elaborate April Fool that you will reveal on the 1st of April?
Well, funny enough, the night before is in Dublin, so it's not really an April Fool.
Okay.
But before that, we're actually playing in Wales with UFO.
Oh, very good.
And then we've got a few other gigs which I need to keep close to my chest. But let's just say I've got my passport in my pocket today, which is being scanned for adventures further afield.
Very good. Well, how come you're now being remotely successful, yet all those years ago you couldn't get a record company to look at you?
I think people have lost their sense of taste, you know. No, I think it's come full circle. Around the time that we were sort of trying to make it, grunge happened.
Uh-huh.
And we became sort of passé. But now people are into their rock music and they like a bit of melody, and, you know, so it's
coming full circle.
We're not going to be rock stars.
Did you hear some of the list of bands that we went through this morning?
Yes.
And some bands who came very close, yeah, or who were highly regarded in the, mm-hmm, day, but they didn't get that break. It's amazing how many bands were really, really good from here.
So good, yeah.
Yeah, but didn't get that wee break or didn't get that bit of luck, you know?
I, don't know why. I've got to be honest with you. Maybe it was because of the locality. Maybe it was because of the promoters and record companies wouldn't come to Belfast or Northern Ireland. If some of these bands had been maybe based in London, it might have been a different story altogether.
Yeah. Now, those years didn't go to waste because you put them all into a book.
I did. I did.
The name of the book, Hollywood Star.
Hollywood Star, 1L for Hollywood County Down, available on Amazon for download and at a reasonable price as we speak.
But all those rock and roll stories, they didn't go to waste, as I say, because they went. No. Some of them are very funny.
Well, I mean, the thing about the book was I wanted this to be a sort of antidote against the sort of the likes of the Motley Crue one, which was all sort of, you know, sex, drugs and rock and roll.
But
and
you were Motley Crue in a way.
Well, we sort of we looked a bit like...
With a bottle of blue done.
Yeah. And a bottle of Buckfast. But no, and I mean, the thing about it was I wanted to be uplifting. It was a glorious sort of celebration of failure. And in a way, the failure wasn't really failure because the friends that I made through those years are still my friends now. So it was a success in a way. We just didn't have the... stardom, I suppose.
No, absolutely. No Hot Ashes have reformed, an album coming out. They're going further afield, but they're also doing support for Foreigner in the Waterfront Hall on the 1st of April. It's going to be a great gig. Can't wait to see it myself.
Are you coming down?
Absolutely. Free tickets, of course.
Of course, of course. Say nothing.
Oh. Let's go back to those halcyon days of No Hot Ashes. This is always one of my favourites as well. It's a summer rain. During the interview with my cousin, please ask him, is he still playing the blindfold darts? And are you going to wear your hand-painted cheesel boots?
Chelsea, they're Chelsea boots, yes. I had a black pair of Chelsea boots, which I thought were black, right? But my uncle gave them to me, but they were brown, which he had painted.
Class. This is summer rain. No Hot Ashes, summer rain. Rosetta's now closed. It's going to be at Tesco. Sell a lot of texts this morning. That's bad news. The Rosie, what a legendary place. That's No Hot Ashes, summer rain. Reformed and playing with Foreigner and others. Watch this space.